This is Art Burrows, Farm Radio Editor on the campus of Michigan State University in East Lansing, Michigan. Our guest today on this recorded interview is Don Brown of the Agricultural Engineering Department of Michigan State, the department which is sponsoring the Centennial of Farm Mechanization. Don is here today to tell you about the Centennial celebration, scheduled on the campus of Michigan State August the 15th through the 20th. Now, exhibits are planned for the entire family, men, women, and children. This unique exposition is designed to be the most complete assembly of farm equipment ever staged in the United States.
Yes, Art, this is truly going to be a world's fair of farm and home mechanization. We already have over 100 acres of exhibits lined up that will cover indoor and outdoor exhibits. Major machinery companies, manufacturing companies, manufacturers of household equipment and so forth are all bringing in a lot of machines and equipment of the past. A lot of their very modern developments, and a lot of them are showing ideas for the future. Many of them have indicated to us that they're going to use this event to introduce a new item to the public for the first time. So we feel that it's truly a world's fair of farm and home mechanization. We're going to show, for instance, farm machinery, transportation equipment, household equipment, rural electrification equipment, farm buildings. There'll actually be some buildings constructed right on the grounds here during the week. Drainage equipment, irrigation equipment, and processing equipment.
Well, Don, what exhibits are planned for homemakers during the week of the Centennial of Farm Mechanization?
We feel that we have a very complete array of equipment that will interest the housewife and the young girls in the family, and perhaps Dad will like to stop in and take a look at them too. For instance, we're showing the development that has taken place over the last 100 years in kitchen equipment, cleaning equipment, laundry, sewing, and lighting equipment. To do that, we have set up three historical kitchens, two kitchens of 100 years ago, authentic right down to the last detail, one kitchen of 50 years ago, and then following that with a series of modern kitchens designed for various types of families, various sizes of families. For instance, the bride's kitchen, the kitchen for the family with small children, the kitchen for the family with teenage children, the kitchen for a retired couple, all of those in addition to many, many kitchens that are being supplied and installed by commercial manufacturers. Another thing that's going to be interesting to everyone is our transportation exhibit. It will show, for instance, old cars, a lot of new cars, of course, and many companies are exhibiting dream cars or experimental cars here. In the railroad transportation, I think we have something equally as exciting. Many of the old railroad coaches and engines and so forth that were used years and years ago, Art, as well as some of the very newest things in railroad transportation. Another item that is going to be interesting to all, I'm sure, the entire family, is our atomic energy exhibit, which will stress the peacetime application of atomic energy. Along that same line, our electron beam gun, which is a permanent fixture on our campus now, will be on display to the public for the first time. We have over 30 educational exhibits coming in from other land-grant colleges, from governmental agencies, from youth groups, and so on.
Well, Don, one of the purposes of the Mammoth exhibit is to show the progress of American farm life during the last 100 years.
Yes, and we're going to do that with over 200 individual items of farm machinery. In other words, some of the old plows and cultivating equipment and harvesting equipment will be on display here. In fact, a lot of them will bring back pleasant memories to many of our folks. One of the most colorful exhibits that we're going to have along this line is the old steam threshers exhibit. They will have 8 or 10 old steam engines here puffing away. For instance, one of them is bringing in a 10-ton steam engine that will actually be placed on a teeter-totter. One of them will climb a 45-degree incline with an old steam engine with their whistles tooting and engines steaming away. So that's going to be very colorful, we think.
Well, Don, we want to tell our neighbors again, listening in, that the Centennial of Farm Mechanization is entertaining, exciting, and educational. Now, the entertainment feature will be the hour-and-a-half pageant presented each day, August the 15th through the 20th. Now, Don, what's the theme of this pageant?
Well, the theme of the pageant is to show the effect that mechanization has had on family life during the past century. And we do that by starting with a family back during the Civil War period, carrying them through about three generations, showing the effect, say, that steam engines have had, the steel plow, the thrashing machine, the combine, and so forth, as well as household equipment on family life during the past 100 years.
Well, nearly 500,000 people plan to see this centennial exhibit August the 15th through the 20th. You know, August is vacation time, so see this huge exposition during your vacation. East Lansing is only a short drive to many other vacation spots in Michigan's water wonderland. Overnight accommodations during the centennial celebration may be secured by writing to Manager, Residence Halls, Brody Hall, Michigan State University, East Lansing. Well, this is Art Burrows, Farm Radio Editor at Michigan State, along with Don Brown of the Agricultural Engineering Department, inviting you to attend this World's Fair of Farm and Home Equipment and Exhibits, The Centennial of Farm Mechanization. This recorded interview is a service of Michigan State Radio.